Today we'll continue our journey from the book of Philippians and we'll consider verse 15 to 17. I pray that God grants us insights into his word in Jesus' name. Amen. I read, "Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment." Paul is in prison, but outside we have some brethren preaching Christ. However, some are preaching out of envy and rivalry, others out of goodwill. Now let's pause for a little while. Same message, same Christ, same activity, but with completely different hearts. Some are preaching because they love God. Others are preaching because they are competing. Some are building the kingdom. Others are trying to build themselves. Now, Paul goes even deeper. He says that some are doing it out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, thinking they can add trouble to him while he's in prison. Imagine that. A man is already suffering for Christ, and others are using that moment to promote themselves. Now that tells you something very important, that while there is spiritual activity, it doesn't automatically mean spiritual sincerity. Now that means you can be doing the right thing for the wrong reasons. And God sees it, because why people see the platform, God sees the motive. Why people see the message, God examines the heart. That's why this passage is also speaking to us. Why do we serve? Why do we show up? Why do we speak? Why do we help? Why do we give? Why do we teach? Why do we live? Is it out of love for Christ? Or is there something else mixed in? Is there a desire to want to be noticed? Is there a desire to try to prove a point? Try to see who is more important? Now, these things can be very subtle. And if we're not careful, we can carry wrong motives into divine assignments. Now, let's notice the contrast that Paul gives. Some are preaching out of envy and rivalry. Others are preaching out of goodwill, out of love, knowing that he's appointed for the defense of the gospel. So what does right motive look like from here? We see that right motive looks like love. Love for Christ, love for people, love for the truth. Right motive is not trying to compete. It's trying to stay faithful to the word of God. It's not trying to outshine others. It's trying to honor God. And here's the challenge. Two people can stand side by side doing the same thing, saying the same words, and before God they are not the same, because God weighs the heart. So this is not a call to stop serving, but it's a call to examine our hearts while we are serving. Ask ourselves very serious questions. If no one notices me, would I still do this? If someone else gets the credit, will I still be joyful? If this does not bring me recognition, will I still be committed? Now here's the good news. God is not just bringing this message to condemn us, rather to bring us back to him. Because at the end of the day, God is not just interested in what you do for him. He's also interested in the heart we bring to him. So yes, it's important we give, it's important we serve, it's important we preach, it's important we lead, we show up. But let's not just offer our actions, let's also offer our motives to God. Dearly beloved, in view of the mercies of God, let us bring our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. This is our spiritual act of worship. That is what God expects, that our motives, also our hearts, our lives, everything we do is being shaped by love. It's anchored in a sincere desire to honor Christ and not on our own selfish interests.